Marvin Musquin, no offense. There was a great race behind you, and you had the lead, and you were by yourself, so I didn't watch you a ton. But you looked fantastic. It is, like you said, it's a great track for you because you can wheel tap things. You can choose some different lines. It's really right up your sleeve.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you got to be smart and look everywhere for new lines and, small insides, if it's so rutted, sometimes you don't have to go outside or stuff like that, and you can just go inside because you don't need speed on tracks like that sometimes. So it was, it was a great day. I mean, second fastest, I was able to win the heat race in front of Danji, a good battle. And the main, getting in the lead in the first lap was just awesome. And, with the clear in front of me, I was able to pick my lines and look behind, just like Dallas.
Yeah. Were you aware of like what was going on behind you? Looked at the beast and everything else at the board?
A little bit, over the big triple, it was pretty easy to look to the left and see Eli coming back, and passing the guys and get back to second place, and Jason was also pretty fast and Cooper went down too, so a lot going on behind, and I was just trying to be smooth, consistent. I had a sketchy moment on the tabletops. I landed on the tough blocks, and
when was that?
I don't know, like maybe 5 or 6 laps before the end, but I mean, the luck was on my side, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I was really happy about the riding, the bike, happy for the team and Frankie, that's his first one right there.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. He wasn't there for the first one. Hey, how much did the 1 10-minute session either stretch you out or make you happy? We were talking about it in the press box, and I'm like, man, it would stress me out because, you got to get right out front. You got to get a lap down. It would just stress me out.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, right before we went out there, some of the official, they told us that everybody was qualified, actually.
Yeah.
So they said, don't panic. I mean, if you have a bike problem or something, you don't do a lap, then you qualify for tonight. So it kind of like you release the pressure a little bit. But anyway, it's good to have a good gate pick for the heat. I thought about it before.
Yeah. Hey, a lot of us, this championship's coming down to the wire. Your teammate's tied with Tomac. A lot of us are wondering, hey, is Marv aware of that? Is he going to make life easier on Ryan? We've seen it, you catch and pass him a couple times late in the race. Anything like you particular? Do you kind of watch out for that? Is it just in the back of your mind?
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, I want a KTM to win the championship. I mean, that's normal. Me and Ryan, we're really close. We train together, and right now I'm not able to fight for the championship anymore. So I'm just trying to win. And obviously if Ryan's behind me and faster than me, I'm not, try everything to hold him, it's and that's normal. I mean, other than that, tonight I really wanted to win, and for myself, but also because Dungey was not in the top three, so obviously it would have been 3 points if Tomac would have get around me. So I think it was good for KTM that I won tonight.
Right. Awesome, great job. Thank you, man.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.